Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Chav Zayin. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yotesma base at the Mishnah. Lulevei Zeradin v'Acharuvim yesh lehem Shvi'is uledameim Shvi'is, yesh lehem Biyo uledameim Biyo. Lulevei Ha'ala v'Baitnim v'Atadim yesh lehem Shvi'is uledameim Shvi'is, ein lehem Biyo uledameim Biyo, aval la'alim yesh lehem Shvi'is mepnei shehen noishim me'aviyen. Branches of a sorb tree or carob tree, they and their money have the sanctity of Shvi'is, and Biyo must be done to them and their money. Branches of the Elah, which is the terebinth, the pistachio and the white thorn trees, they and their money have the sanctity of Shvi'is, but they and their money do not require Biyo. However, their leaves have the sanctity of Shvi'is because they have fallen from their stem. Haverot, v'akoifer, v'katef, v'alotem, yeshlem Shvi'is, uledameim Shvi'is. The rose, the cypress, the balsam, and the lotus, they and their money have the sanctity of Shvi'is. Rav Shimon Oimer ein lekatef Shvi'is, she'ein pri. Rav Shimon says that balsam does not have the sanctity of Shvi'is because it's not a fruit. Verod chadash shekav shebeshemen yashan yilaket haverod v'yashan b'chadash chayav b'biyo. If new, which is 7th year rose, preserved in old 6th year oil, he may pick out the rose. Old rose in new oil requires biyo. Chavim chadashim shekav shebeyayin yashan v'yashenim b'chadash chayav b'biyo. New carobs preserved in old wine or old carobs in new wine require biyo. They are klal kolshu b'nois and tam chayav levaya min b'shenim minoy u'min b'minoy kolshu. The general rule is, if two different varieties mixed, if it imparts flavor, it requires biyo. If two of the same variety mixed, any amount requires biyo for the whole mixture. Shvi'is oiseres b'kolshu b'mina, v'shlo b'mina b'nois and tam. Shvi'is produce prohibits with any amount. If it mixed with another variety, it requires biyo if it imparts flavor. And the Gemara says, v'roisha d'pirka at amris en oichlen ala ikka, v'achad amma oichlen ala ikka. The Gemara asks the question, comparing the two cases of the Mishnah of branches of the sorb tree and branches of the Elah and the pistachio. In the first case, you said that one may not eat them when the time of Biyo comes, even when they are still on the tree. And then in the second case, you said that Biyo doesn't apply, assumingly because, since they're still on the tree, they will continue to exist in a part of the tree. Amar Pinchas Taman in Seifam Lakshois Bamhacha, Seifam Lakshois, Mekem Shehikshu Nasu Kaviyem. But Pinchas answers that there, in the first case, the branches won't become hard as they will fall off, so Biyo applies. But here, in the second case, they will become hard as they will remain on the tree and a part of it. Tani v'chulam chenichasu meshishis l'shvi'is shishis chutz min adel mipnei shehu k'yerik. The Bais says in all cases of the Mishnah, if they grew in the 6th year and were cut in shvi'is, they are like 6th year produce, aside from the adel, as it's like a vegetable and follows the year of its picking. V'yabohu b'shem Rav Yochanan leis kan meshishis l'shvi'is shishis el l'shvi'is. Rabbo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that the text of the Braisa shouldn't say that they are like 6th year produce, it should say they are like 7th year produce. V'atani asir ba'ezei v'akunas, sh'evil l'chotza, avalim haisa, sh'nia, nechnez l'shlishis, mishishis, l'shriyis, shishis. The question from the Braisa is that sia, which is savory, ezei, which is hyssop, and kunas, which is thyme, which are usually exempt from masa as the hefka, if they were brought to a person's courtyard, they become obligated in Maisa. But if it was the 2nd year, going into the 3rd year is considered 3rd year produce, and Maisa Ani is given rather than Maisa Sheni. And if it was 6th year, going into the 7th year, is considered 6th year, and it must be tithed. Hacha at mani l'chorei, hacha at mani l'kumei. The conclusion of this question is that it seems to be contradictory, because it just taught the 6th year going into the 7th year is considered 6th, but beforehand it taught the 2nd year going into 3rd year is considered 3rd year. Amr b'yosi shlishis v'shishis afapisha ein bahem maisa sheni yeshlem maisus shvi'is ein ba maisa klal. Rav Yosi answered that although the 3rd and 6th years don't require maisa sheni, there are other maisus, but shvi'is doesn't require maisus at all. Lo kein amr avo b'shem Rav Yochanan leis kam meshishis l'shvi'is shishis el shvi'is. The Gemara asked that didn't Rav Yabol say, and in the name of Rav Yochanan, that the text of the Baisa shouldn't say that they are like 6th year produce, it should say they're like 7th year produce. He should have said that they are like 6th year produce to obligate them in Masa Rishon and Masa Oni. Taman, Burshus Balim, Bramhacha, Burshus Oni, Hemutav, Liten, Le, Echad, Bevade, Veloshnaim, Besafik. The answer is that in Shvi'is they are in the possession of the owner. Here, in the 3rd year, they are in the possession of the poor. One certainly is better than two doubtful. Shvi'is produce is permitted for all, including the poor, so the poor man can certainly come and take it, but 6th year produce is more of a doubt for the poor man, as the owner might choose to give the Maisa Oni to a different poor man. Anon Shekavshu im Lulovim, Istanai Tana ben Elu ben Elu yesh lehem Biyo, V'istanetani ben Elu ein lehem Biyo, V'istanetani alin yesh lehem Biyo, Lulovin ein lehem Biyo. The Mishnah taught that leaves require Biyo, but branches don't, as they remain attached. If leaves were pickled with branches, what's the primary item to establish the requirement of bio? Some taught that they all now require bio, and some taught that neither require bio, and some taught that the leaves require but the branches don't require bio. Mandam ein lehem bio, Rabbi Shua. Mandam alin yesh lehem bio, v'lod ein lehem bio, Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Shua is of the opinion that neither require bio. Rabban Gamliel is of the opinion that the leaves require but the branches don't require bio. And these are the two opinions of the Tanoim that appear in the ninth Perek.